The question is about the service of Radharani. We should pray for only the service of Radharani.
If you have a desire to serve
Well, Radha and Krishna, we worship Yugal. Every single god. If you're a Gaudiya Vaishnava, I'm assuming you're asking the question from a viewpoint of a Gaudiya Vaishnava. A Gaudiya Vaishnava, every single Gaudiya Vaishnava, he worships Radha and Krishna. The goal is the loving service of Radha and Krishna. All of our temples, we have Radha and Krishna, Madan Mohan, Madan Gopal, Radha Govinda, Radha Shamsundar, Radha Radha Raman, etc. So if he's following the teachings of the six Goswamis and our Guru Parampara, then he's probably cultivating Gopi Bhav in the mood of a maidservant of Radharani. So the maidservants of Radharani, they are meditating on Radha and Krishna's service, but specifically they're drawing their special emphasis because they have more connection, because they're maidservants, direct maidservants of Radharani. Their sambandha is with Radharani. Their sthayi rati, their permanent loving mood, the permanent loving mood is madhura rati, divine conjugal love, Radha and Krishna. So the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, their goal is to attain that sthayi rati, to have that sthayi rati, a permanent loving relationship with Radha and Krishna, and the eternal service of Radha and Krishna together. But the Manjaris, the Kinkaris, are maidservants of Radharani. There's a special variety of their Madhura Rati, which is called Bhav Ulas Rati. Sneha Adik. Radha Sneha Adik Bhav Ulas Rati. The Manjaris or Kinkaris, maidservants, they have more their Rati, their loving attachment for Radharani is more than Krishna. And their Bhav Ulas, they want to experience Ulas, experience the rising emotions and ecstatic experiences and happiness within the heart of Radharani, Bhav Ulas Rati. So they are maidservants, so they have a specific individual relationship with Radharani. They're Radharani's personal handmaidens. Wherever Radharani goes, the maidservants go. Now there's another group of Sakis that are also on Gopi Bhav, but not Manjari Bhav. They're in Gopi Bhav, and they're called Krishna Sneha Adik. They have Sneha, affection, more affection for Krishna than Radha. The Manjaris are called Radha Sneha. Sneha means affection, Adik. They have more affection for Radha. So Gopis that have Gopi Bhav, and that are Sakis, Brinda, Dhanishta, they have a direct relationship with Krishna. They are serving Krishna. Vrindadevi, they have Krishna Sneha Adik. They have more affection for Krishna than Radha. Now the Ashtasakis, Lita Vishaka, they have Sama Sneha Adik. They have equal love and affection for Radharani, equal love and affection for Krishna. So the Manjaris, they're doing so many sevas. There are 17 different services that all the Sakis do. The Manjaris and Sakis, basically they do all the same, or 16 or 17 different categories. Rupa lists 16, Vishnath breaks it into 17. So these services include bringing Radharani to Krishna, describing to Krishna the glories and sweetness of Radharani. So the Manjaris do this. So the Manjaris are also, they're serving Radharani, they're representing the cause of Radharani, but their cause of Radharani is the cause of Krishna. So the Manjaris are mainly, their angle is to please and serve Radharani, but that includes also serving and pleasing Krishna. Because Krishna wants to be with Radharani. So if somehow Radharani is unfavorable, then the Manjari goes to Krishna and tells all the glories. The Manjari goes to Krishna and speaks Harikata. But in this case, it's Radhakata. He speaks all about the glories of Radharani to Krishna. Oh, she's so sweet, she's so kind. She's Bahir Bhamya, but Antar Dakshin. Externally, she's showing an unfavorable mood, an attitude, contrary attitude. She's sulking in love, but internally, she really wants to meet you. She's really submissive. She really wants to be with you and please you. But Lita is making her Ladita Sakhi's goading her on, making her making her opposed to you and against you. So the Manjri will tell all these things. Oh, that's very nice. Can you arrange for us to meet? Yes, come with me. So the Manjri is serving Krishna and Radharani. But when she's meditating, so when the Manjri is meditating on service, because your question is when the Manjri is praying and meditating for Radharani's service, is she only meditating and praying for the service of Radharani? No. The answer is no. She's praying and meditating on the services of Radha and Krishna together. That's part of it. But more emphasis specifically on Radharani. Because so many of the services that the Manjris do, they're dressing Radharani, they're bathing Radharani, they're walking with Radharani, they're accompanying Radharani. They're always with Radharani. So they're doing more services and more their angle of vision is towards Radharani, but it also includes Krishna. Sometimes the Manjris will be meditating on Krishna and serving Krishna by helping him to meet Radharani. But that's also service to Radharani, and it's also service to Krishna. Because if you look at all the services of Radharani described, because who are the greatest servants of Radharani? Sri Rupa Manjri, Rupa Goswami Pad, and Sri Rati Manjri, Tulsi Manjri, Raghunath Das Goswami. If you look at their writings on Sadhana Bhajan that they've given to the Raghunuga Sadhakas, Stavavali and Stavamala, Utkalika Valari, and Vilakusa Manjali, and Ujjala Nilamani, if you look at these books, it describes all the services that the Manjris do. And almost every other service is about Radharani. Most all the services. Because they're Radharani's personal maidservants. Just like a queen. A queen has younger girls that live in the palace with her. They're with her all the time, 24/7. Dhanishtha lives in Nandagram. She's also serving Radharani. She gets Krishna's remnants and she goes to Yavat. She walks from Nandagram and she carries Krishna's remnants and brings them to Radharani at night so she can eat Krishna's Mahaprasad. So that's big service to Radharani. But she's Krishna's Sneha Adik, Dhanishtha. And she doesn't live in Yavat. The Manjris are right there. Sometimes they run and meet Dhanishtha halfway. Or they go all the way to Nandagram and get the remnants directly and bring them to Radharani. But Dhanishtha puts them aside as service to Radharani. So the Manjris are meditating on the service of Radharani. They're meditating. Any sadhaka that's meditating on Radharani, her name and her form, her qualities and pastimes, will meditate according to the guidelines of the Shastras. And so 70 services are there. Abhisar is one of the services. Going with Radharani on her love journey to meet Krishna. So she's serving Krishna and Radharani. So mostly we're meditating on Radharani. You just follow the lead of the books. Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das is describing all these services, and most all of them, I'm brushing your hair, I'm assisting in your dressing, I'm bathing you, and you're having Jal Keli and Radhakun splashing water on Krishna, and I'm standing on the banks, I'm cheering for you. Jai Shri, Jai Shri, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. I'm cheering for your team. But on the other side, Dhanishtha and Brindadevi are saying, Radharani's no good. Jai Shri Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna, come, come. So they're also gopis and gopi bhava, but they're cheering for Krishna. But Radharani's kinkris will never cheer for Krishna. Only, you know cheering? You know cheer? Come on, come on. Win, win.